What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence, and I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo, yo.
Day two of the NFL draft is in the books. Jamal, I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing, but I was keeping up with it. I knew Ballard. I knew Chris Ballard could not stay put and not have more than he needed more than seven picks in the draft, right?
I told y'all that last episode. Y'all boys, it's crazy. He thought he was going to end this thing with seven. It was never going to happen like that.
Yep. So he made the move down from 46 to 52, traded with the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers making a whole bunch of trades this draft. Mm-hmm. Moving up, you know, just slightly to get the player they want, which is what you have to do. If you like a player, you go after the player. That's how it works. So when they moved down to 52, they said, look, we're about to get this guy by the name of A.D. Mitchell, Texans wide receiver. Jamal, before I let you get into it, you know, I just want to let everybody know you got to hit that like, subscribe button, both of those buttons. And you got to comment below on what you think, because we're not just going to sit here and just talk to you all. I mean, we are because it's a pod, but we want to hear your thoughts, Colts Nation. So let us know, Jamal, Texas wide receiver, A.D. Mitchell. Give me pros and cons. Break it all down, baby.
Hey, I mean, I think it goes without saying. We all know he's a speedster. He can create separation. That's first and foremost. That's what we need. That's what we want. We talk about how important it is, especially with somebody like Anthony Richardson, who we know has a cannon of an arm. He wants somebody who can get downfield as quickly as possible. That's what we're getting. But you know what's even better than some of his speed and that separation can create? My man's hand-eye coordination. He can track any ball that's in the air. It's nuts. If you watch any film on him, you can see whenever the ball's thrown, his eyes are locked on it, and his catch radius is huge. He's going to put his hands out there and try to get anything he can. One drop, Eric, one drop last year in 2023, one drop. Just want to throw that out there. Means those hands are strong. Again, it goes back to when he has an opportunity to get his hands on it, he's coming down with it. That's that Larry Fitzgerald type swag right there. You don't drop anything. We all know.
That's the NFL comp right there, Larry Fitzgerald.
I've seen some comps for what people say in CD and stuff like that. I'm gonna let you probably talk about your comp because I know you're probably a little more into that than I am. I just like to appreciate what they are for who they are as individuals. But I will say, you know, in all honesty, I think what he brings to the table is a lot of fun. It's a lot of excitement. But I also am a little concerned about this yards at the catch, because I know we talked about how much of a yards at the catch guy we need or we want, or the Ballard and company have said, you know, people all about the yak. But he's not really that yak guy. That's just the reality of the situation. Now, is he averaging 15.4 or 15.7 per catch? I think so. And I think a lot of that comes because he's getting that ball and either A, scoring, or B, getting their team in a position with a huge catch. But I will say, you know, we want to see some yards at the catch, and I've seen a couple things that talked about his route tree and how his route tree is good, but he's more of a jack of all trade when it comes to that route tree. He's not really like well defined in one specific thing. So I think that's just some development things that we'll work on as well with our coaching staff we have out there. But again, all those other traits that he possesses are what Chris Ballard wants. Those things that they can't be taught. So refining the route tree a little bit more, making it a little better, bet that's no problem. If you're catching 30, 40 yard bombs, I don't care about the yak at that point, because you're getting us downfield to get what we need. So that's what I got to say about
it. It's funny that we have a bunch of people talking about we need a yak guy. Did we forget about Michael Pittman Jr.? Did we forget about Josh Downs? Why do we have to have somebody who has to operate in open space, you know, ditch off a defender? I don't know. To me, what the Colts needed was some speed, and they got it, like you said, in A.D. Mitchell. I mean, this guy ran what, almost a 4.3 40? Like he's got speed. 4.34. Yep, 4.34, 40 yard dash. I mean, he's got the speed. He explodes off the line. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism, the quickness off his release. I think he's got a combination of everything, kind of like you said, Jamal, a jack of all trades in his route tree. But we're talking about, and you know, when you break down his pros, like he's got ability to do almost everything, which makes him a very intriguing prospect. And I'm surprised he fell. This is like the Josh Downs of last year. Mm-hmm. I never mocked AD Mitchell in my mock drafts because I thought he would be gone late first round, early second. This guy dropped beneath a lot of wide receivers, and it's kind of got me thinking, like, you know, why did that happen? And I remember, you know, an unnamed GM or executive came out and said AD Mitchell, he has some issues basically off the field, character is in question. And again, unnamed. This is just for fun. I put together this conspiracy theory that Chris Ballard.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You saw Chris Ballard talking. He was blasting those critics who come out and say that and try to come after a prospect, and he was furious about that. He threw some language in there. But you know, you put that aside. I don't know, AD Mitchell. The one thing I'm probably concerned about is his consistency. You know, he wasn't doing this every game. I felt like he wasn't consistent in that part. So maybe the motor or the drive isn't always there. So I'm really hoping the Colts can get him right. It seems like he doesn't have a character issue, because why would Chris Ballard draft him? Chris Ballard is a character guy. So he did his DD, that whole front staff did, and they got the guy they want. So he just needs that willingness to want to be coached, want to get better, want to refine his skills and flesh out everything that's, you know, essentially a weakness for him. Because AD Mitchell, I believe, can be one of the best wide receivers coming out this draft. Y'all swear by these first round receivers, but really, when we talk about the best receivers in the NFL, they didn't all come from the first round. I bet you a majority came from day two and day three, if y'all were willing to bet on that. Look, I'm telling you, AD Mitchell, if y'all seen that Alabama game, man, that man flashed. He's gonna give corners problems at the next level. I think this guy is legit. I'm glad we grabbed him. Let's get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Next up for us, with our third round pick, we had Matt Goncalves. Eric, you want to talk about him for a little bit? Let us know what you feel about him, or you want me to talk about him? Don't matter.
Versatility, I think. So the pick surprised me, because I was like, why did we take a tackle here in the third round? But then I thought about it. Braden Smith missed, what, 7 games last season? Blake Freeland was a little chop. He's a rookie. He was a rookie. He was choppy. So in my Chris Ballard mind, I'm delving right into that mind. We can always build on the offensive line depth. We have a lot of injuries in that department every year. So if you get somebody that can be a swing tackle or a swing guard, doesn't matter. Because when I think about this guy, he's versatile in that aspect. So he can play tackle. He can play guard. I think he's got some great physical traits. I don't know. He wasn't anybody on my board that I was looking at, but when you look deeper, like, this guy's, he's probably going to be that developmental pick. So probably not a day one impact, but you got to think about it. On first look, you're like, oh man, we didn't need a tackle there. Where's our cornerback pick, or where's our linebacker? You know, essentially another position of need, but you kind of think about it. You kind of need some offensive line depth, especially, you know, we got some guys with some contracts due up in 2025. So, you know, Will Fries, Ryan Kelly, what are we going to do there? So Goncalves provides, you know, a stopgap there, essentially, that, hey, look, he could develop in. I mean, we could push Will Fries out, or he just could be a backup. You don't know, but you do know that you have ammo still stacked up on that offensive line if something were to happen. And we know it, they don't stay 100%. Nobody stays 100% healthy, essentially. That's what it seemed like last year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, injuries have always been the key factor. I mean, these guys are in the trenches, man. They're playing every single down of every single game. They're the only position on the team, really, besides the quarterback, who doesn't get a break the entire game. So the injuries are bound to happen when you're getting a meat contact over and over and over. And so, you know, like you said, Eric, I really thought that maybe we would have gone with guard at this point, but going back to being able to be a swing player like he can be, I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest bit to see him bump down to guard and learn there. I mean, 6'6", 327, 97.3 pass block efficiency, and 85.5 power run block grade, according to PFF. I think that he could definitely be an interior O-line piece that could help benefit the team. Now,
So, Braden Smith played guard, right? In college?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Yeah, Ballard might be mixing some chemicals up in the laboratory. I don't know what he's doing, but go ahead.
I don't know. So, I would have to think about that for a while if I want Braden to drop down or, you know, bounce into guard. I definitely think he thrives at the tackle spot. That's tough, dude. I got to think about that over the next couple of
weeks. It was just a thought.
It's a good thought. I will say though, you know, I think that he could definitely come in, and if I'm Ballard and I'm thinking Ballard wise, and I'm gonna get a player, you know, who I think that we need to develop. And again, like you said, I don't think he's a day one starter by any means, but we've seen a couple of players have to get thrown to the fire, and that's just the way life works. I would like for him to be in a cushion spot in between a Braden Smith and a Ryan Kelly, where he has optimal, you know, professional ears around him the entire time to help guide him throughout this. So I think that he could definitely have the opportunity to thrive in this offensive setting, especially if he is bumped in. But who knows? I mean, you got the wheels turning now. I can't stop thinking about if Braden was to drop down to guard. So I kind of lost my train of thought when you said that.
I mean, the Colts traded up. We didn't say this, but the Colts did trade up for Goncalves. So there's something they saw in him that was like, hey, look, we got to have this guy. He might be gone in the next three picks. So they trade up from 82 to 79 for him with the Arizona Cardinals. But he's been regarded as a key pass blocker. Like he's really good in that department. And we saw last season, Blake Freeland, he suffered in that department as a rookie. So you got to think maybe they are trying to optimize this offensive line, because that's the spine of this offense. If that runs well, our run game is going to be moving swell. Our pass game is just going to improve from there. Anthony Richardson is going to have more time to process things on the field. Mm-hmm. It just gets better.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't say that any better. So, well-rounded way to close that out. But, yeah, I like both these picks. I think that, you know, of course, we're going to can see the lab get back opened up today and continue to push through. But a great day, too. I'm not mad about either of these picks for day two. So, I'm excited to see what's in store for the rest.
Yep. I'm not mad about it either. I'm super excited about A.D. Mitchell. We've been wanting another playmaker. I'm interested to see Colts Nation's comments on A.D. Mitchell, because I don't think he was even on a lot of y'all's radar, because I remember the receivers y'all wanted. I do not remember hearing A.D. Mitchell. I don't think a lot of people did. I thought he was out of our reach unless we traded back, and here we are. I mean, we got him at pick 52. So, you know, let us know your thoughts. Matt Goncalves, I would say is a good pick right now, but we have to see what happens. But again, I'm not mad at the pick like, you know, some Titans fans were at Tavondre Sweat. But that's neither here nor there. We have been doing well from day one to day two. We'll see what happens day three. That's when all the other picks happen. And we're going to see what happens, because we still got to fill out a lot of other picks. We got a lot of extra picks too. So,
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Anything else?
That's it for me, man. That's it for me until we start up day three. Let's get it going.
We need to draft a secondary, like a safety, cornerback. You got to do it,
You got to trust the young guys. You got to trust the guys. They're not young anymore. They're 10 year now.
If he don't, nah.
They're 10 year, bro. They're 10 year.
Fourth or fifth round. If I don't see a cornerback in the fourth or fifth round.
Nah, Cam Hart about to get drafted. Did he get drafted yesterday? No, he didn't.
I'm not sure.
I think a lot of corners, they're going to make a push for him today.
A lot of corners went in the second round. I think, so let's talk about it. I think that's why Chris Ballard traded back because, I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw like Cooper DeJean, Kulit. I saw like four corners going to roll. Back to another two or three. Yep. It was a heavy corner draft. And Colts saw that. They didn't want to trade up. You know, Chris Ballard ain't trading up. So they just traded back and said, all right, let's get an elite playmaker. And they're going to, I hope, fish for some secondary positions in the next few picks.
We'll see.
Hey, we'll see. Hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the ColtsCast today. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.
Take care.